Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Is Netflix just one big liar? One big fat liar here.
You see if they're playing all of us?
I've often wondered this, that are my top TV shows in the USA today the same as yours, Abby, the same as Kristen's, or do they cater it based on what we've watched in the past? By the way, when it comes to Netflix, I just got done with Black Rabbit. Have you seen this yet?
No. It looks good with Jason Bateman.
So good. It's like if The Bear and Ozark had a baby.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, it's really good. And the one that Abby and I are watching now is really great also.
Oh yeah, House of Guinness. It was started by the creator of Peaky Blinders, so it has that kind of vibe. It's a historical fiction piece, but it's based off of the real life Guinness family.
And Peaky Blinders was one of my favorite shows. So good. You have to have the subtitles on.
You must watch it by order of the Peaky Blinders.
All right, so let's find out if Netflix is telling us what the top TV shows in the U.S. are today based on our algorithms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, what are your top five shows right now?
Well, it just...
It says top TV, top 10 TV shows in the U.S.
All right, I gotta scroll back down because it did some weird. All right, so you want me... My number one, the top... it says top 10 TV shows in the U.S. today. Number one for me?
Yep.
Wayward.
Okay, keep going.
Number two, Doc.
Okay.
Number three, Black Rabbit.
Okay.
Number four, House of Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Angela. Number six, Alice in Borderland. Number seven, The Great British Baking Show. Number eight, Bon Appetit, Your Majesty. Number nine, Wednesday. And number 10, Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black.
Okay. Abby, what are your top 10?
My number one show. This should be a shocker. Wayward.
Is it?
Number two, Doc. Number three, Black Rabbit. Number four, House of Guinness. Five, Angela. Six, Alice in Borderland. Seven, Great British Baking Show. Eight, Bon Appetit, Your Majesty. Number nine, Wednesday. And 10, Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black.
Cassie, your top TV shows in the U.S. according to Netflix.
Ditto. That's same. All I'll say. Exactly the same. By the way, Alice in Borderland is excellent.
Is
it? If you like Squid Game, you're going to love it.
My top 10 TV shows in the U.S. are the exact same as you guys. So they're not playing.
So they're not lying to us?
I really thought we were going to catch them in some kind of like algorithm lie.
Wait. But didn't Cassie tell us that sometimes they switch up the posters depending on who's watching? So I guess we could compare posters to see if they flipped it.
Also, I don't really believe that these are the top 10 shows in the U.S. I think they're just the top 10 that they want to push at the moment.
What are your top searches? Just curious.
As far as your next watch?
No. The one that's right on top, you have Alice in Borderland, I'm guessing, or some other one. And then the top searches are what for you?
I have your next watch, continue watching.
Yeah, I have today's top picks for you.
Yeah. I have your next watch.
Well, so the top 10 are the same, but the layout of Netflix is apparently different for each of us.
Really? What's yours look like?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I have today's top picks for you. I don't have any, like,
is the first thing that comes up.
The first thing that comes up is Billionaire's Bunker for me.
Okay, first thing that comes up for me now is Alice in Borderland.
At the very top, it's A Trash Truck Christmas.
Somehow that tracks. Somehow that 100% tracks. What comes up for you?
What am I looking at?
The very first thing at the top.
Like, when I go to Netflix.com, the very first show they're pitching to me is Love is Blind.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're trying to tell me something. Now, as far as my next watch,
yeah.
Solar Opposites, Black Rabbit, Wayward, Sweet Home Alabama, Shrek.
Shrek.
I actually think you would really enjoy Shrek.
It's because Jimmy had his tablet and he watched it for 6 hours straight in the car because, yeah. You know, there's no such thing as limiting screen time when you're on a road trip for the child. So I think that's interfering with my Netflix algorithm a little bit, which is why A Trash Truck Christmas.
You don't create his own account. Our kids have their own profile, so it doesn't jack with my stuff.
He does, but it just depends on how fast we're doing it and what we load and just, yeah.
So I was absolutely sure we were going to come in here and find out that the top 10 TV shows in the U.S. were all going to be different for us, and damn it.
Or you just have the mind of a 40-year-old woman.
Could be. Yes, could be.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase